Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Helping you secure your future is brought to you by Alan Gray. Alan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
Show us the money.
Kaya Biz.
On the street.
On the air.
It's 6:45. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. As you would know, on a day-to-day basis, we talk about the market dynamics, whether the markets are up, down, maybe even going all the way around. But ultimately, to become a successful investor takes quite a level of discipline. You definitely need a strategy. You need to keep to that strategy. And in a world where we've spoken about the level of volatility that exists, from Liberation Days to the COVID-19 pandemic and so many other stresses, you need to have your wits about you and know how to handle some of that pressure and dynamic. So, if you're quite keen to understand how to be a successful long-term investor, this conversation is for you. Don't forget you can share your feedback on 063-688-0959. We're more than happy to take your calls, tweets, comments, and feedback. But for this conversation, I'm joined by a great friend and guest of the show, Uputumthobisi Mthimkhulu, Senior Manager of Direct and Private Clients at Alan Gray, to help us to talk through some of these habits that really build successful long-term investing. Uputumthobisi, sawubona.
Sawubona, sis Kuku, and your listeners.
Kwaze kwakuhle ukukhuluma nawe. Thank you for coming back to Kaya Biz to educate us on all things investments, sir.
Kubonga mina for having me.
Thank you. I guess first things first, we can't ignore the level of volatility that exists in the markets. About a month ago, Liberation Day was on everyone's lips. The market saw a sharp decline. U.S. treasuries were falling apart. We didn't know what's happening with our relationship with the U.S. and it caused a lot of panic. Maybe let's talk about that because this essentially speaks to the level of volatility that we experience as investors on the market.
This Kuku, the last month has been tough for investors. I kept on hearing left and right in the headlines, sell-offs across the world. Yeah. I think even here in South Africa, we saw investors selling their equities. And I remember feeling sorry for many people, even wishing that I could borrow them, my understanding, and in terms of what was happening. And I guess the question becomes, what was leading that? I think it's fair to say a lot of people were panicking and selling their equities, hoping to rush to safety assets because they were confused and not sure what was happening. We saw it in America. And I think it's fair to say the rest of the world follows America. So when we saw them selling, and I think it became a trend, everyone was running to safety. And usually this is at the wrong time. I think you and I have spoken so much about this. In fact, it reminded me the rush that I saw during COVID. Mm-hmm. Again, a lot of people, because we don't know what's going to happen. And which, if you think about it, it's fair to say we don't know what's going to happen every day. And not knowing is part of life. But I think this time a lot of people were terrified. They started seeing the end and many were selling. And the more they heard of the same behavior happening elsewhere in the world, it made sense for them to do the same.
100%. And I think you're so right. These are lessons that we often learn but constantly need reinforcement about, especially when it comes to seeing ongoing market volatility that we've witnessed. And there's some lessons that we need to be mindful of here because it's going to help us understand how we can be successful long-term investors. But again, just reflecting on the volatility we've witnessed, what are the key lessons that we need to take out of the last month and the last levels of volatility we've witnessed in the market?
Yeah, I think for me, the first one that always comes to mind, and as much as it sounds funny, but volatility is always there. Mm-hmm. And I guess for many of us, that speaks to the risk of losing your capital. I think we live in a continent or a country where it's fair to say majority of us don't really have capital to lose. So we are always trying to minimize the losses that we have, we all experience in our investments. So when that fear struck, that's the first thing that many people think about. I need to run to safety. But usually, many of us don't consider a simple example, how much we paid for those investments. Yes, maybe perhaps if you are selling at an investment at a profit, well, you can run to safety knowing that you've locked in a profit that you can use in the future. But one of the things that we've seen with markets is that the ups and down, that's part of the journey. And in fact, if you try and avoid the risk, I think that's unrealistic. There's always going to be fluctuation in investments. Yes, when it feels extreme and it feels like it's a shock across the world, maybe perhaps all of us get confused. Yeah. When I was thinking about volatility, I reflected on a number of conversations that I had with clients just last year. The beginning of last year, there was a lot of unclarity in terms of what was happening right here at home as we were heading to elections. And there was a lot of concern and worry among investors. Obviously, we went to the polls and suddenly we forgot altogether about what our fears and the worries that we had. Yes, as we ended to the year, I think I started hearing a lot of, whispering around as people were listening and starting to get feedback about what's happening with the GNU, and there were starting to be concerns, and that worry suddenly came back again. But it's fair to say many were not prepared for what they experienced in April. And I guess the best way would be maybe perhaps to look back instead of saying, okay, today feels like the world is ending, and then maybe perhaps take a longer term look in our history in terms of what have we experienced? And I think my personal favorite, because I remember also struggling with the COVID shock, even though I think I did well as far as my investments are concerned, where I was able to just leave them alone. But I remember experiencing that feeling that this is the end. And I think that's what investors experience more regular than should be normal. And I think that over time, it ends up taking over. And then we end up making emotional decisions, usually, which are not in best interest of our investments.
Definitely. You touched on two emotions there that typically feature quite prominently. Fear, which causes us to panic, and greed, which sometimes makes us overreact and buy, or sell, and not do the right thing. And maybe this also helps us and provide us with a perspective around the behavioral traps that we need to avoid falling into during these times of uncertainty, and how they can be avoided, because it goes back to having a plan, I fundamentally believe. Or would that be the right assumption?
That is very true. I think the one that we see when things don't go well is that we tend to follow what our neighbors are doing. You hear that everyone is selling equities and buying gold. Even if you are against it and you know that's not the right thing to do, because you've got your own plan and you've thought it out and you've sat down with your investment manager and that's exactly what you should be doing. But the more you hear of other people selling everything and buying gold, before you know it, you'll be doing the same. And we see a lot of that heading bias when markets are not doing so well, where even people, they give up on their well-thought-out investment plans and start doing what other people are doing. And with doing that, then they drive the same behavior. And I guess that's easy to feel safety in numbers, where you're like, even though you're doing the wrong thing and you can see that you've just sold your investments at a loss, but as long as everyone else is doing it, therefore it feels okay. But without realizing that you are locking in these losses, and as you obviously, when things recover, which if we look into our history, it always happens. I think it's fair to say now the South African market has recovered. And I heard today that the S&P 500, which was what everyone was talking about as we ended last year and the beginning of this year, also went positive today. So this recovery happens. And then when it does, the same person who just locked in losses, now again, they are confident. And now again, this is overconfidence bias, where like, I know what I'm doing, I understand the markets, and therefore they go on and buy the same asset, maybe that they sold at a loss. And they kept on doing the same thing over time and without realizing that they are eroding their investment value.
Oh, and that's the challenge. You need to understand that it's sticking it out for the long term, time in the market, not timing the market. So I hope that that's one lesson away with from our many conversations. But let's talk about the importance of having a financial plan, because that also helps us in shaping our long-term investment decisions. And whether someone is a novice or has been invested in the market for years, remind us about the critical importance of having a financial plan.
I think it's the best thing that you can do in your life, even though I have a bias. I am an over planner, so it's easy for me to always go to that point. But I do believe it's so important to always start with the end in mind. In fact, a colleague of mine in April wrote a very nice article where she spoke about some of the habits that investors can borrow from using Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Yes. And she touched on this point in her article as well. And I couldn't agree more. Starting with the end in mind allows you to know exactly where you want to go. And what that does is that, well, that becomes this big picture for you in terms of what you want to achieve from your investments. I believe this is so important. One, first, it allows you to be able to track how your investment is doing. And secondly, as well, it becomes this thing to hold on to, this motivation to keep you going when the going is not going so well. I think long-term investing is a long-term journey. Most of us, our longest investment is probably our retirement savings, which I know I've preached over and over on your platform. But if you are retiring in 20 years time, in 30 years time, or 40 years time, and then you think about, does what happened in April matter in 5 years time?
Yes.
Will it? Chances are most of us won't even remember Liberation Day in 10 years time. And I think that's why I don't like saying the name, because it might stick, but it might be something that we'll look back and maybe don't even remember when we're thinking about our long-term wealth creation. So having a plan allows you to focus your mind to know that what is it that you're trying to achieve from this investment, and it becomes that, I guess, your true north as you go through these stormy waters as we experience the market volatility.
100%. And I think this is so important, because if you really are in it for the long term, we're talking 5, 10, 15, 20 years even. And ultimately, what happens in a day in any random year is not even going to, you know, won't play a significant influence in the outcomes of your returns. And that really speaks to those habits that we need to be mindful of. So maybe, you know, talk us through just a few of those habits. You've mentioned, you know, having a financial plan, sticking it through. But what else do we need to be mindful of, especially as investors who are looking to achieve long-term success?
I think I want to touch on a second point, which I think is the most important. I think I spent a lot of my time speaking to South Africans who want to invest, especially who want to invest for the long term. And my experience after the many engagements is that most South Africans need help with their investment journey. I think it's fair to say most of us know exactly what we want to achieve, and it's usually related to us uplifting our life and the life of our families over a period of time. But when it comes to staying invested, and I've noticed that's where many investors struggle in South Africa. And for me, that's when the importance of having someone to walk this journey with. And when I think about this journey, there could be two parties to it. So you've got one, the investment manager, who is the person that is making the investment decisions on your behalf, structuring your portfolio, or allowing you to participate in their unit trust and so on. So the Allan Grays and other investment managers that are available, this is a decision that an investor needs to make, and take the time to make sure that they are finding an investment manager who invest in a way that aligns with how they would like their money to be managed. Because I believe the worst thing that you can do for yourself after working hard and earning this money is then to give it to someone where you can't sleep at night because you are worried about the decisions that they are making. It's like me calling an Uber and then holding the steering wheel as the driver is trying to take me to the airport. I don't think that will work well. And there's also value here where maybe perhaps there can even be a third party where there's an independent financial advisor who can guide you, especially with that part that I started with, which is drafting a plan, a financial plan. This is where you can have someone who can walk the journey. So where you are fearful, you are terrified about what's happening in the world, they can remind you of that plan and help you to stay committed to it.
100%. We definitely need that guidance. We definitely need those lessons and to stick to our knitting. So I guess it's safe to say the day we experience volatility again, sit on our hands, don't panic, speak to your financial advisor.
I think that's the, probably the best approach. Speak to your guide, the person who's walking the journey with you, and you will find that the best thing that you can do for yourself is actually to do nothing and just allow your investment to go through the period of volatility, because it's through that you are able to grow wealth over the long term.
100%. But Mthobisi, thank you so much for your time. As always, really appreciate the details you've shared with us. And just the gentle reminder that slowly, slowly, one step at a time, long-term investment. The more boring it is, I guess, the more exciting the returns will be, right? It almost seems as though that's the takeaway.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time. As always, Sibonga kakhulu Bhuti Mthobisi. That's Mthobisi Mthimkhulu, the Senior Manager of Direct and Private Clients at Allan Gray, reminding us on some of the principles we need to bear in mind when it comes to building long-term wealth. There are 7 habits that we need to ensure that we maintain to be effective long-term investors. Patience with the market. Don't panic. Don't be swayed by the emotions of fear or greed. And worst-case scenario, go back to your plan. Whatever the plan was in the beginning, stick with it, because over the long term, these things do ride out. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Helping you secure your future was brought to you by Allan Gray. 50 years of long-term investing, Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. With over 5 decades of investing experience, Allan Gray remains focused on building long-term wealth for its clients by pursuing long-term returns without taking undue risk. Allan Gray, more than 50 years of long-term investing, Allan Gray is an authorized FSP.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.